Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for being part of our day. Thanks for hanging out with us. Mark Mayberry is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of the smartest guys I know. He's the president of the Mayberry Group, author of Building the Dream Workforce, and one of our top customer care experts on the planet. And he's our good friend, Mark Mayberry. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here, Jim.
Happy New Year.
And to you. It's hard to believe that it seems like we're just getting ready for Y2K, doesn't it?
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
That's right.
Well, and here's my proposal. Let's have a good 2008 together. I don't care what the Wall Street guys say.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. You can't listen to that.
I think that they're going to talk us into a recession.
They're doing the best they can. We'll say that.
Have you ever seen anybody working so hard to convince us that we're in a recession? And they act like, Mark, they act like the whole world revolves around Wall Street. They don't realize that they're the tail wagging the dog.
It used to be more that the world did revolve around Wall Street, but it's not that way anymore by any stretch of the imagination.
And they don't like that. They don't like the fact that they might not be as relevant as they used to be, do they?
That's for sure.
that's our story, and we're sticking to it, right?
Absolutely.
Wall Street is not relevant anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, you always bring some great customer care stories to tell us that sort of puts in perspective some of the things that we need to be doing. You got anything for us today?
Well, Jim, in my service with Shazam Strategy, I've got 8 key points, and one of them is you need to measure your service. And that, it's always one that's difficult to do because it's not like measuring how much water is in a glass or how big a piece of paper is. It's an intangible. So how in the world do you measure this thing? People send out surveys. Nobody ever responds to those. It's just a very difficult thing to do. But in order to improve your service, you do have to measure it. Where are we today, and where do we want to go? And I saw a wonderful example just last week when I had some lunch with some friends, including your friend Gene Greisman.
Yeah.
And we were at a place called Checkers, which is a seafood restaurant here on the north side of Atlanta. And when it came time for the check, you know, they brought the check, and I gave the woman my credit card. And
Are you buying now? Are you saying?
No.
Okay.
We go separate checks on this.
Because I knew that Gene wasn't going to buy, so I didn't know whether you were going to buy or not.
That's right. So anyway, she brings back the thing with my credit card after she's run it through the machine, and I get ready to put the tip in and assign it, and I notice there's a little survey down there. It says, how often do you visit our restaurant? And it goes once a week, once a month, once a quarter, very infrequently, first time I've been in. And that was it. That was the only question on there. And I thought, how brilliant, because anybody's going to take time just to check something off on a check.
Right.
So my 2 big points here are, number one, it was simple. They made it easy for me to give them an answer. And the second thing was, they're taking time to be innovative as far as how they measure customer service.
Right.
So it was just a revelation. In fact, I ended up calling the general manager of Checkers. And he referred me to a guy named David Brown. David Brown is with Houlihan's, which I guess owns Checkers.
I
didn't know that when I started this process.
I know who Houlihan's is, though.
Yeah. And I complimented. I said, you know, this is great because it's so easy. Just about everybody's going to do it. He said, Mark, we get like a 90-plus percent rate of return. Now, how many surveys do you know do that?
Well, and let me tell you something else. They've trained you a little bit. So next time you come in there, if they ask you a different question and it's that simple, you're just going to check it off too.
Yeah, I asked him, what questions do you ask? Is this the only question? Do you change the question? He said, we alternate it between checks, between 2 questions. How often do you visit, which is the one that I got? And he said that, now again, you don't just ask a question without having some kind of purpose for that question.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when we ask you how often do you visit, this helps us tailor our frequent guest program.
Ah.
So I thought that was brilliant. He said the other question they ask is, what what is your zip code? So you just write in your zip code, and then that helps them know that their marketing efforts are being targeted.
Yeah, and if 85% of their business is within, you know, 5 miles of them or whatever, then they know how far to go out or where they need to work to get people to come.
Absolutely. And the other thing, you know, these are the only two questions he asked, but if you had a restaurant or just about any one of your listeners, no matter what kind of business they have, if you just had a question that you asked every day of every customer you're in contact with, you could change that question daily, weekly.
Yeah.
And just one question, people have got time for that. And you can amass a wonder of information from just that one question.
Well, let me tell you that if you just had your employees, if they didn't recognize somebody who came in, all they'd have to say is, have you been in our store before?
That's right.
That's a wonderful question. I've had people ask me that a lot before, and it automatically starts a conversation.
It sure does. Boy, if they say, no, I haven't, you want to roll out that red carpet for them.
Well, just, I mean, and they say, you know, have you been in our store before? No, this is the first time. Oh, well, let me, are you familiar with what we're really famous for? Or you know, have you seen our so-and-so or whatever? It's a perfect way to get people to not just say, I'm just looking around.
Absolutely. And you know what used to drive me crazy as a small business owner back when I was in the apparel business, Jim, is when I have, at the time we had like 6 retail stores. And people would come in, and I'd ask a woman, you know, that came into our store, have you been to our store before? And she said, no, you know, I only live a mile away, but I didn't even know you were here. And I'm beating my head against the wall. How can somebody live
that
close and not know I'm here?
Yeah. Yeah. And whose fault is that?
Mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely, because I didn't do a good marketing job.
One of the biggest shortfalls, I think, of in small business is not training our people how to engage people who come in your business.
Isn't that the truth?
So that it's more than just, oh, okay, I'll take your money, you know, have a good life, and don't let the door hit you in the backside when you go out. You know, we got to teach our people how to engage prospects and customers.
How to engage them, and then also what they're doing here is how to measure the service that we are actually delivering.
Yeah.
How can we improve on that? Where do we stand now, and where do we need to go?
The example you gave of this restaurant earlier, that's about as simple as it gets, isn't it?
You just can't beat that for simplicity for the customer mainly, and makes it easy for you to just get all kinds of information in.
Right, but at the same time, it's not hard to manage. I mean, just two questions basically.
Stand by.
We'll take a quick break. Right back with Mark Mayberry, the author of Building the Dream Workforce, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Jim, this is Joe Kilmartin here at Salary.com. I'm calling you to congratulate you on your 10th anniversary. During the past 10 years, the Small Business Advocate has become the major source of information for the small business community. We at Salary.com wish you many more years of success. Keep up the good work.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with us. By the way, folks, this is our 10th year. January of 97, we began simulcasting on the internet. So we've been, those of you who are listening on the internet right now, live especially, we've been doing this for 10 years. Not too many people have been simulcasting on the internet since 97, and we're glad to continue to be, have been providing you with that capability uninterrupted for the last 10 years. Mark Mayberry is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of Building the Dream Workforce. Mark, give us your website, please.
MarkMayberry.com.
Mayberry, just like Opie
and Aunt B.
That's right.
That's right. And that's how simple customer service should be.
Let me tell you a story. After you and I saw each other back in November, 1st of December, and right after that we went up into the hills of North Georgia to visit some friends. There's a place up there that I've been vacationing for over 30 years, and there's a little place there, a pottery place, and I've been buying pottery there for literally 30 plus years.
Wow.
And every time we go there, once a year, every other year or so, we always buy.
When you're 5 years old, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. We always buy pottery there, and yeah. I keep it and I give it away and things like that. And so it's all made right there in this old mill. Well, I show up there, and we made a pretty big purchase. We probably bought $300 worth of pottery, and which is a pretty good deal for that's a pretty good.
That's
ticket
a
for
nice
those guys,
sale. You're darn
for those
right.
guys. So I'm standing there, and here are all these people around the desk, other customers looking and buying and paying and all that kind of stuff. So I just thought, well, I'll help these people out a little bit, and so I just commented to the lady that I've been one of their customers for all these years and how much we've enjoyed using our stuff. She never picked up on it, Mark.
No way.
She never picked up on it.
Oh, my she goodness.
She just kept wrapping my stuff, didn't say a word about anything, didn't say, oh, really, thank you. That was a perfect opportunity for her to engage me a little bit to let these other people know that I've been a happy customer all these years, right?
Absolutely.
She never said a word. And then when I gave her my money and she pushed the box toward me, she never said anything to me.
Do you think she was the owner?
I don't know. I'm going to find out about that when I went back, next time I go back. I'm going to find out because I said, don't you want to say something to me? And she said, be gone.
No way.
That's what she said to me. This is a small business. Pushing out a $300 box to a customer who's been doing business with for over 30 years. Now, that's the kind of company that deserves to go under.
You're darn right.
How bad is that? Is that like what can I do to do the worst? have a customer have the worst customer experience? What can I do?
That is beyond words.
It is, isn't it? Now that's a small business, and Mark. Though I'm telling that story, folks, because I don't want you to say that could never happen around here.
Yes.
I want you to say, oh my gosh, what if that happened here?
That's right.
What are the chances that could happen here? You know what? You might be surprised. I'm not going to say it's as bad as that, but you might have some of those kinds of things going on, and you need to know about it.
And we can all be guilty of that ourselves, not to that degree, but just, you know, you say little things that customers just take the wrong way. So you always have to be on your toes, and everybody that works for you had better be trained properly, too, to stay on their toes.
Yeah, absolutely. You can never go to sleep on training how to take care of customers.
That story is just so powerful. It's unbelievable.
Well, and it's the opposite of kind of what the story that you had.
Yes.
And see, that's the reason why I say that sometimes small business owners that Walmart is not our biggest enemy. We're our biggest enemy sometimes.
Yes. The other thing that impressed me about this Checkers/Houlihan's is I called the general manager. I tried to wait till after lunch so he wasn't so busy. He was on another call or something. He called me back within 10 minutes, and he gave me the email for this other guy. He said, I'll have to find out who this is.
I'll be done.
He called me back and gave me the email, and the next morning, the guy who's traveling around the country, and, you know, I'm not bringing him more business per se,
right.
But he called me the next morning first thing. I mean, it's just the response was incredible.
That's impressive.
Yes, it blew
me
away.
That's the kind of example that we should be setting in our small businesses.
And the thing is, Jim, you know what? I'm going to go back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you another quick story. Somebody sent me something for Christmas. It didn't come in. It was back-ordered. The company that they hired to send me this present, that they bought this present from, sent me cookies apologizing for why the order hasn't come in yet.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm sorry your order isn't going to be shipped for a while, but here's some cookies in the meantime.
Wow.
How about that for customer service?
That's very good.
Now, that's good customer service. That's the way you want to do it. Hey, Mark, give us your website again, please.
It's www.markmayberry.com.
Building the dream workforce, folks. If you want somebody that can really help you with your customer care, it's Mark Mayberry. Thanks, Mark, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.